When you and I were conceived, God animated us. Now, ask any mom. She will let you know. Yes, God animated that kid early. As we grow in life, God says this to us. I want you to act out the animation part of your life. I'm going to make you come alive. We call it being born again. And God says, I'm going to act in you, but I expect you to act through me. If I am going to animate you, if I'm going to bring you to life, if I'm going to give you the motions, give you the words, give you the movements, then I want you speaking for me. I want your motions to be on my path. I want you to act out the calling that I have given you. I want you to act. Now, we know we have a book in the Bible called the Book of Acts. Dr. Luke is the scribe of that, or the penman of the Book of Acts. And that Book of Acts is actually, what it means is the Acts of the Apostles. This is what they did. This is how they acted out life and their calling. Now, before the first book of the New Testament was ever penned, it took 30 years. 30 years before the first penning of any scripture. But God says, I want you to act on what I've given you. So we have the first 30 years of the church, the Christian faith, being acted out by power of the Holy Spirit without a writing of the New Testament. Are you catching this? God says, I'm going to place an act in you, and I want you to animate, come alive. I want action out of you. He says, I have acted on your behalf. Now I want you to act on behalf of everyone around you. Our actions are not just confined to what you and I think and to our own family and to our own situations. I was animated by God to act on His holy word and to follow His holy path in life. Holy meaning set aside for God's service. Now, why would God take so much time with you and with me? Throughout Scripture, you will find that those who act upon the Word of God are the most condemned, criticized, the most assaulted, the most berated, the greatest of all viciousness will come upon those who act upon God's word. You hearing me? God says, I want you to follow me. Whatever my son did, I want you to do. Jesus did not have it easy. The early disciples did not have it easy. Anytime they would act out or act on their calling by God, become animated, excited about anything that God is doing in their life, then there would be someone that would start to condemn them. Well, you've had it in your own life. Remember growing up? Remember accepting Christ as Lord and Savior? Remember maybe God calling you to a special ministry? And then there's always someone, or normally in the church, there's always someone who will say, I knew her before. I knew him when. And those individuals, that type of attitude, has done more to destroy the body of Christ than the outside world could ever consider doing. And God says, here's what I want you to do, though. I want you to understand when you serve me and you're acting on my guidance, you will catch living hell from the world. And that's fine. I expect it. But it's not fine when fellow Christians do it. When Christians condemn fellow Christians. No, you don't do that. It's a brotherhood. It's a sisterhood. You don't do it. There is not an individual who's ever served in the armed services of the United States that does not understand the brotherhood, that sisterhood, that tightness of hurting, being in war together. Well, folks, I got news for you. We're in a war. We are right in the heat of the battle. We're watching the greatest nation that's ever been known. Greatest success, the wealthiest. We're watching it go down because of the lack of the structure of the church. Now that's a fact. You destroy the church, you destroy the family. You destroy the family, you destroy the church. It's a family. Brothers and sisters in Christ. Acting out a message God has given each and every one of us. You don't have the same message to deliver that I have. But you have a message to deliver. Did you hear me? You have a message to deliver. Therefore, get excited about the message. Get excited about the author of that message. You don't have to get excited about the penman of the Word of God. Dr. Luke, great servant of the Lord. It's not his message. Wasn't his message concerning the apostles. The message, the Word of God. And so God will apply that message to your individual gift. Well, I don't know what my gift is. That's because we're too often too ornery to go out and do something. But what if I mess up? That's the biggest mistake you'll ever make in your life, is not to do something for fear of messing it up. Let me encourage you on it. You're going to mess up. That did encourage you, didn't it? You are going to mess up terribly. You are going to fall flat on your face. And while you're down on your face, you will hear a voice from heaven saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You hit the bottom." Well, you can't go to the bottom if you don't leave the bottom. And you got to act on your calling. As you climb through life, you try and climb through life by faith. Every time I've ever fallen, it's a multiplicity of times. The grains of sand, only reason I don't use that is because I'm not that old yet. But multiplicity, you can't number it, of times that I fall. You know, I have never felt that the Lord has deserted me. And every time I fall, I just know I'm the one that stepped out of line. I'm waiting for my father to come scrape me up again. Do you know that God has never failed me? Oh, and by the way, he's never failed you either. I had two aunts. One had gotten so angry with God because her husband died. And then her son dies. And her anger was horrible. The other one's anger was horrible. She had 14 kids and one died. And the Lord watches that anger. One was a lady that, very godly. But the human part steps in with the anger. We get upset. You know why? Because you and I have allowed the viciousness of life to act on us instead of us acting on the promise that God has given us. Friends, you're going to have loved ones that die. You are. I got news for you. Anyone who calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. The body's gone. You miss them. But I got news for you. When we know Jesus, then we will be with one another. God acts on his promise. Did you know that you're a promise that God has acted on? You are the individual God has chosen for the purpose in this day and age. Right now, where you are. If that wasn't a fact, you wouldn't be here. But God said, I want you to pay attention now how life goes. First of all, there's the act of love and honor. Now, this woman that is spoken here, a woman who comes with the alabaster, this is Mary, the sister of Lazarus, the one that Jesus raised from the dead. This is not Mary Magdalene. Mary, the sister of Lazarus and Martha. Remember them? They're in Bethany. That's their town. As a matter of fact, Jesus spent the last week with them, in and out with them in Bethany. So this is Mary, but she comes to do an honorable thing. Now, how do I know that? Because the scripture you're reading is Mark 14:3. But how do I know this is Mary there? If you, those of you who study, you can write it down. Turn to John, Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And John will let you know that this is the Mary that we're speaking of. There was an action going to take place. Mary had a call from God. She knew it. So she comes in with this big jug. Oh, let me call it perfume for us. Good smelling stuff. The best there is. I mean, it's a perfume that would cost a year's wages. And she comes in to pay honor and act on that honor concerning the upcoming death and burial of Jesus. So here's the way it goes. Mark 14, verse 3. While he, which is Jesus, was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, another story, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard, expensive stuff. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. It was an act of love, an act of honor. And God had told her to act. Act in love. And you go honor my son. Mary, you go. And you do what I've called you to do. Oh, that was a rough generation. Because the men were so disrespectful to the women. Do you know who stood by the women of that era more than anyone? There's two well known. Jesus Christ, and believe it or not, the Apostle Paul fought, stood strong. Jesus watches his good friend as she comes in. The men are standing over there, disciples and all. They got about as honor as any of them, watching. Especially Judas Iscariot. He wanted to collect all the money that he could and stick it in his pocket. But she comes in with the right heart, acting on the right spirit, acting out of honor and love, not out of anger, not out of disrespect, not because she was made to do it. It was her calling. She comes in and she acts on it. Now, let me tell you, as soon as you act on honor and respect for God, the hell opens up in your life. It'll come from areas of your life you never expected, that you couldn't believe. The greatest condemnation I ever received in my call to ministry came from Christians. And we don't understand it. Mary is doing something beautiful, as you will hear. But Mary, you did it in a crowd that was not accepting women to play any kind of role Well, of course, Jesus was. Jesus was. He knew who his true friends were. Had nothing to do whether they were male or female. Had to do where their heart was. The act of anger and rebuke will always come after the act of love and honor. Anger and rebuke. Now listen to this. Mark 4, 14, verses 4 and 5. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another. Have you seen this in a group? You know that. You've heard someone make a statement or something and you think, man, that was pretty cool. But then a group of people didn't like it. And they look at each other and say, can you believe that woman even walked in here, much less poured every bit of that right on his head? What kind of woman is this? Indignantly. Why this waste of perfume, as they said to each other? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor. They always pull that one. And they rebuked her harshly. You know what that means? They rebuked her harshly. Did like a bunch of mad dogs snapping straight at her. Coming after her. Well, you know that's not appropriate. For one thing, it wasn't appropriate for you to even be here. And then for you to come in with all of us men and do this. Jesus is listening to this. Jesus would only take so much. I don't know whether you all have read enough on all of these encounters. You know, people say, well, you know, you got to be Christian about it. Well, Jesus called people snakes. Well, now, Brother Larry, that wasn't very Christian. Sam. Well, you talk that over with Jesus. He called them fox. He told them they were animals and creepy, clammy, slimy, crawly things, whatever they're called. But Jesus said, you're going to act like it, I'll tell you about it. Not only that, some of you Christians, he said, you paint just like whitewash on a tomb. You're looking good right now, but as soon as the first rainy weather of life comes along, then you're ugly and you're smeared because you don't accept the act of the love of Almighty God. So the act of anger and rebuke came. It was horrible. Can you imagine the embarrassment that Mary was going through? She was doing the best she knew to do when it came to the calling of her Savior. God directed her there. After the act of anger and rebuke, here's Jesus. Now listen, folks. You don't mess with Jesus' family. You're a part, if you're a Christian, you're a part of the family of God. That's why we're told to pray for our enemies. For an enemy of yours is an enemy to God. You can't beat them on your own. I didn't get saved on my own. I heard the word, the Holy Spirit convicted me as a young boy. And I got criticism ever since. That's okay. I know Jesus. That's okay. I know Jesus. That's okay. I know Jesus. I don't care how old I was. I know Jesus. You know what's better? Jesus knows me. Jesus knows me. Jesus looks at him. Now you got to picture the scene. And he acts first in defense. He shares honor. And then he shares something that I guarantee you shook him up. Memorialization. Mary, you will be memorialized for what you have done. Can't you hear those men over there? Well, what about us, Lord? Well, let's see what he said. Mark 14, verses 6 through 9. First he starts in verse 6 and says, leave her alone. I bet you could have heard a pin drop. I bet you could have heard a pin drop. Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? See, they missed the whole message of the act. She had done a beautiful thing to me. Oh, can't you imagine the disciples looking at each other and thinking, we're really going to catch it after a while, boys. We're really going to catch it. But Jesus didn't wait till after a while. The poor, you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. People always use that. Well, I got to help the poor. Well, go help them. Who's stopping you? I want to feed the poor. Go feed them. Who's stopping you? Yeah, but I want you to go do it for me. I'm too busy acting on what God's called me to do. God says, I want you to follow me. But you will not always have me, Jesus said. The poor you'll always have with you. Haven't you heard ever since you can remember, we're going to stamp out poverty? No, you're not. You know why? The greed of man. There's so much corruption in gifts. There's so much corruption in government. They're hungry. So what do? Then me and you get out there and we go to the ones that God has led us to. We know the real problem that is going on there. We know they really are needing some help and we help them directly. Don't you dare tell a preacher he needs to do it. I know my calling. You take care of yours. What we need to do is be about our Father's business. And I am given an action. You are given an action. Get about your Father's business. Now listen to him. She did what she could. You know, that's all God's ever asked of me or you. Larry, I want you to go out there. Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. See, I didn't surprise God with that one. He knew I didn't know what I was doing. I'm not going out to preach the gospel because I know what I'm doing. I'm going out to preach the gospel because it's an act that God has called me to go perform. Become animated, Larry. Jesus loves you. Well, that's exciting. Jesus loves you. He loves you when you're right. He loves you when you're wrong. He doesn't wait till you're right to love you. He loves you like you are. And you tell him the truth. And you let them know when you become a child of God, you will never be absent from that love. That doesn't mean you're not going to act up and have a case of the stupids just like your kids do. Kids, mamas and daddies love you. Your grandfathers, great-grandfathers, they love you. Grandmothers, great-grandmothers, they love you. The reason they warn you is because they've already done it and know you're going to get hurt in the process. It's not because we're so pure. It's because we've been there. We've done that. And we know the hurt and the pain. We're trying to save you from it. Some will catch on. I was raised hearing those who don't listen have to feel. I tell my mother that now. I tell her, keep her away from the skillet. Think of it. Jesus stands up, starts defending her. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. He said, you want to know what her calling was? Here it is. Here it is. Mary is the one that sat at Jesus' feet and listened all the time. Her sister Martha, she was cooking. Lord, make Mary get up and come in here and help me in the kitchen. He wasn't putting Martha down when he said, Martha, Martha, Mary has sought this food. It was a special calling. And no doubt Martha was a good cook. Special calling. But each one called differently. There's no way you'll ever find this pastor condemning you for your actions on behalf of God in your particular calling. If God says, I want you to go into a prison system, become a chaplain, I'm not going to condemn you for that. This former prison chaplain is going to pray for you. And I'll say this, It'll take an act of God to ever get me back in one. But that's the ministry. Not just pastors have a ministry. All Christians have it. I tell you the truth. This is Jesus. Wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world. Woo! That's a lot of places. Long time. What she has done will also be told in memory of her. Now pay attention to that. He said, this isn't in memory of me. We have the Lord's Supper in memory of Jesus Christ, keeping him alive. He says, this story concerning Mary will be told from generation to generation to memorialize what she has done. What has she done? She animated the action God had called her to take. Now you're going to have the calling, but you just don't get animated. You know, one of these days I'm going to go do what I really feel that God's called me to do. You almost waited too long, didn't you? Yeah, good. Yeah. Without God correcting us, then he touches us. And you think, why not do that sooner? You know why? Life. Life is rough. Folks, when life hits, it hits hard, doesn't it? And when it hits so hard, sometimes we get dizzy. Sometimes we've been hit so hard, we're just spinning in circles. It's called life. Do you know what the answer to life is? Action. I'll tell God on you, you keep messing with me. I like saying that. I say it all the time to people, even some of the toughest prisoners I ever dealt with. I threatened to tell God on them. They knew I wasn't going to do anything about it, but I tell God on them. No, Chaplain Vance. I remember one time I had a real rough guy in the jail system in Hardin County, and they called me down because he was making... I mean, he was terrorizing everything in the cell block and all. And they said, Lewis Lawson, jailer, Larry, go in there and straighten him out. And I'm looking at him. This guy's wild. And I'll never forget this because I know good and well that God said, yeah, go ahead, Larry. If he ain't going, I ain't going, I can tell you. I go in, and there was Frankie. Won't give you his last name, even though he's dead now. There was Frankie. I go in the cell block, and I'm thinking, he's already pulled commodes out of the floor. He's slapped people around and all of this, and here I am, and I just bought a new suit. And I'm in that cell block, and the Holy Spirit gave me a message for Frankie. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. And I said, Frankie, I knew his grandma, godly lady. Frankie, you either straighten up or I'm going to tell your grandma. Oh, no, Chapman Benson, don't tell grandma. Please, I said, you shut up, you sit down over there real quick. And I turned and I wiped the sweat. And he did. You know why? He respected grandma. And he knew I was going to tell grandma. And you know what? I told Grandma. And do you know that Grandma came down and I gave her a special visit with Frankie? It's a contact visit. And Grandma walks in, and as soon as she walked in, I heard the biggest smack you'd ever heard in your life. Don't you ever talk to a man of God like that again. And I'm standing out there thinking, well, he didn't say it to me, but I let it alone. She slapped him a few more times, and Frankie and I became best friends. When I say I'll tell God on somebody, I mean it. Because you see, I don't care how tough an individual thinks they are. When it comes to that inner you, you know good and well there's a power greater. And I'm here to tell you that power is Jesus Christ, and by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, He will activate that power. And I don't care what society says, when the Lord calls you and tells you to do something with what He's called you to do, then you better get animated. And when you get animated, the Spirit of God comes down. You are surrounded. You are protected. God says, I will not only call you, I'll see to it you can accomplish what I've called you to do. I'll take care of it. And over all of these 44 years of preaching, you know what I know? That there's not one power that exists that's greater than the power that exists in me, in my calling. If God says, I want Larry to stop, Larry will stop. But if man tries it, God have mercy on that group. Because you and I are not greater than our Father. You and I are created by our Father. And our Father has said, I'm going to give you an action. And when the time comes, you may not even know what that act is right now. But you may have already even completed the act God has called you to do. He's letting you enjoy life. Why not enjoy it? Enjoy the peace of a nation that is given to you and me based on the blood of those men and women who are ready and willing to die to keep us free. Why would not the Christian army stand up? Why would not the Christian army be ready and willing to die? What's our problem? If you won't live for Christ, you won't die for Him. You can talk the game all you want to. If you won't live for Christ, you will not die for Christ. You think you're going to do good deeds and do all these good works and that's it? That has nothing to do with you. Your whole power is in who God has called you to do. And He said, when the time comes, I'll give you the message. And all my training of clinical pastoral education and all, out of Central State Hospital, not in one book was I ever told. Here's a good one. Threaten to tell their grandma on them. Wasn't in any of the book. Wasn't on any of my tests. But it was the only thing that worked. The Lord says, I've got what you need. Mary has done a beautiful thing to me. You know what that beautiful thing was? He says it. She did what she could. She did what she could. That's all He's looking at each of us to do. Act while we're still able to in this body. It's time, for the church is under attack, as great as any time in history. And it takes each individual member to act, invite, express love. I don't know what I can do. Do what you can. Do what you can. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise Your holy name and give You thanks for all the love that You have given. Father, for the strength that You give us on a daily, second-by-second basis, we praise Your name, Heavenly Father. And thank You for such great love, the honor that only You can give through that love. Help us to act upon the calling You've given us. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.